saw yesterday two opinions, and we're going to learn there's a third opinion today. We learned machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was opinion number one, and Rabbi Yochanan says that whereas a sukkah is asa on the eighth day as well, but an esrog is only asa on the seventh day, but on the eighth day is muta. The Gemara explained, because he holds that the haktza'o, the mukta, is l'yoyme. What does that mean, l'yoyme? For the entire duration of the 7 days, as opposed to the second opinion we're going to see in a minute, as soon as the mitzvah has finished, which is the seventh day in the morning, it's already muta. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the mukta is for all 7 days until the end of the seventh day, which only explains to us half of what he said. It doesn't explain why, therefore, is sukkah also on the eighth day as well. There's no mitzvah of sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So that was the last thing we saw yesterday. The answer is because on the seventh day, it's mukta the whole time, including Bein Hashmoshes, because at the end of the day, it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Once it's mukta Bein Hashmoshes, well, that's it for the day. Migu, we have the famous Migu. Migu de Iskatzoy le Bein Hashmoshes, Iskatzoy le Kuliyom, it's mukta for the whole day. Whereas Esrog is not mukta Bein Hashmoshes. So Rashi said, why not? Because presumably you already shook it in the morning, you've been yaitzi or mitzvah, you have nothing to do with it during the rest of the day. Whereas sukkah, if you wanted to eat a suda until the very last moment, including Bein Hashmoshes, you'd be mechuyev. Therefore, you cannot say that, well, I've had my breakfast, seventh morning, I don't need the sukkah anymore. That's not true. You might well need it till Bein Hashmoshes. And therefore, the original haktzah included Bein Hashmoshes. In other words, you were makta it until the very last moment that you might need your sukkah, which includes Bein Hashmoshes. Once it's mukta Bein Hashmoshes, it's mukta for the whole day. That, therefore, is a differentiation between sukkah and esrog. That's opinion number one, Rabbi Yochanan. Opinion number two, which was Resh Lakish, he says it's not true. Even esrog is muta on the seventh day. As Rashi explained, it doesn't quite literally mean from the beginning of the seventh day, obviously, but it means the seventh day following the performance of the mitzvah. And the Gemara explained, because Resh Lakish holds that the haktzah, what went through his mind was, I'm not being makta'it for 7 days, but rather I'm being makta'it for the mitzvah. And if the mitzvah terminates as soon as I've shaken the esrog on the seventh day, well then that's it, game over. There's no need to say it's mukta all day. It's not mukta all day. That's basically what we saw yesterday. Now, let's have a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'levi omat, exactly halfway down the page. First word on the line is Deshmini. The third opinion now. We've had Rav Yechon, we've had Resh Lakish, says the Gemara. Yeah, you have it, Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah.
V'levi omar esroig afilu b'shmini osa. So he's obviously the most stringent opinion of the lot. Everybody we mentioned yesterday holds that the sukkah is osa on the eighth. With regard to the esrog, that was the machlokes. Is it muta on the seventh or is it osa on the seventh? Here we're being told that no. Comes along Rabbi Levi and he's even more machmir than Rabbi Yochanan, and he maintains that the esrog is also osa on the eighth. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. It's a little bit of a strange Rashi. Says Rashi, esrog afilu b'shmini asuro. First word on the line is esrog. Says Rashi, migu da asura bein hashmoshes. He uses the migu principle, which until this point we saw that migu was only applied with regard to sukkah. It did not apply to esrog the way that Rashi learned, because you've already been yet to the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not mukta during Bein Hashmoshes. It's true. If it were to only be mukta Bein Hashmoshes, then that's it. It would be mukta for the whole day. But it's not. So what's Levi saying? Levi's saying, no, it is. There is a migu. Migu da sura Bein Hashmoshes de shmini. Why? Mishum da Bein Hashmoshes is a sofik. Yoim hu. Bein Hashmoshes, after all, is a suffix, whether it's still day. Ubashvi iskatsoi lekuleyaymoi. And the seventh was muktzah for the entire day. In other words, he essentially goes with Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that the haktzah is not haktzah le mitzvah, but rather it's haskoy for the yoyme, for the day. And when is the end of the day? We don't know. That incorporates bein hashmoshes. For kevan de bein hashmoshes asura, seeing as bein hashmoshes it was asa va'af al gav de loy chazya le bein hashmoshes. Even though it's not fitting, it's not actually usable bein hashmoshes, but it was muktzah then. Asura le kol yoyme, it'll be asa the whole day. So this is a rather strange Rashi. Why is it strange? Because basically Rashi is alluding to the question that we all would like to ask, but doesn't really answer it. Which is, what do you mean, migu? Rabbi Yochanan told us that the esrog is muta on the 8th, and the Gemara explained, because migu doesn't apply. Why is there no principle of migu diskatsoi? Because migu diskatsoi, obviously, is based on the fact that it's got to be muktzah ben hashmoshes. If it's muktzah bein hashmoshes, then it's muktzah for the whole day. Why? Because everything depends on the beginning of the day. Fine. But if that's the case, esrog is not muktzah bein hashmoshes, as Rashi has already told us. It's not usable, there's nothing you could do with it. You've already been yotzei to the mitzvah in the morning. So what in fact is Levi saying? And Rashi alludes to this. Where does Rashi allude to it? When Rashi says in the end of this Rashi, "Va'afal gav deloy chazia lebein hashmoshes all day," but it's not muktzah during bein hashmoshes, as Rashi explained, because there's nothing to do. What are you going to do with an esrog bein hashmoshes? You've already been yotzei to the mitzvah in the morning, unlike sukkah, where you could have another meal. So what does Levi say? Because it's muktzah bein hashmoshes, it's muktzah for the whole day. But could you please explain to me why, indeed, is it muktzah bein hashmoshes? But at the end of the day, it's not usable. And Rashi, in fact, spells that out, that it's not usable. So if it's not usable, why is it muktzah?
Muktzah the whole day. And the whole day includes...
So have a look at Tosfos. There's a little Tosfos over here, tucked away. Innocuous-looking Tosfos, but a very, very important Tosfos. This is the fourth Tosfos on the page, esrog. And Rashi says, four words. Esrog afilu bishmini asura. De gozar esrog otu sukkah. We make a gzeira that the esrog should be osa. Otu sukkah. Otu always means you make a gzeira on A because of B. There's always what you make the gezeira on, and there's always what you're making the gezeira because of. I'm being gezer on esrog because of sukkah. Meaning, sukkah is definitely osa when?
Ben Hashmoshes,
but the whole 8th day. So if I were to tell you that esrog is mutter, people will make a mistake. And people will interchange, get confused between the esrog and the sukkah. Therefore, in order not to differentiate, what does Levi hold? One size fits all. We have one rule. Everything's awesome. Now, it does not sound that way in Rashi. Rashi did not say one word about Gzeira. Rashi spoke about Migu. Rashi sounds like it's not a Gzeira. A gezeira is another way of saying that essentially it should be muta. But we decree that this is asa A because of B. We don't want there to be confusion between A and B. Fine, that I understand. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi seems to indicate that the reason why it's mukta is because it's mukta. Not because of any gezeiras. Rashi says it's mukta, bein hashmoshes. It's not usable, bein hashmoshes, nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter. So, Rabbi Yosef, you basically said the answer before. How did you explain?
was the whole day, and the whole day includes.
In other words, Levi is going with Rabbi Yochanan or with Rish Lakish? Opinion number one or number two?
Rabbi Yochanan.
He's going with opinion number one, that's Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, what went through this Esrog owner's mind at the beginning of Yom Tov is that I'm being makta my Esrog for what? For 7 days. Not for the mitzvah. If it's just for the duration of the mitzvah, when does that end? Seventh day morning, after Shacharis. 9 o'clock, it's no longer mukta. He's not going with Rish Lakish. He's going with Rabbi Yochanan, that the haktzah is for the days. Now, if I ask you, could you please define for me the seventh day? What will you have to say?
The whole day.
Including?
Ben Hashmashas.
So then, it is mukta Ben Hashmashas. And if it's Muktzah Ben Hashmashas, therefore it's Muktzah the whole of the eighth day. That's what Rashi's saying. So let's have a look at Rashi again. Esrog afilu b'shmini asura, migu da asura ben hashmashas d'shmini. Since it is asur during Ben Hashmashas on the eighth day. Why? Rabbi Yosef, this is your explanation. Do you know why it's asur? Not because it's usable, but rather, Mishum de Bein Hashmashes Sofik Yoim Hu. Because at the end of the day, Bein Hashmashes is a Sofik Yoim. And you know something? Ubeshvi iskatsoi lekule yoimi. And on the 7th, it was Mukta for when? For the whole day, including when? Until the very last possible moment. Vekiven de Bein Hashmashes Asura. Well then, seeing as it was Asa Bein Hashmashes, why? Because you were maktzit for the 7th, which includes Bein Hashmashes, af al gav deloy chazia lebein Hashmashes. Even though it's not usable during Bein Hashmashes, but still mukta, af asur lekule yemi. So we said before that Rashi is alluding to the question and not answering it. He is answering it. He has very much answered it. What has he answered? Unlike Tosfos, it's not a gzeira. According to Tosfos, if there wouldn't be sukkah, then Esrog wouldn't be mukta. It's only because you've got sukkah, which is mukta, so we make a gzeira and we say that the Esrog is also mukta. They should avoid confusion. But according to Rashi, that's not the case. Do you know why this Esrog is mukta? Because it's mukta. No gzeiras. It's mukta because when you emakts it for 7 days, that means up till and including the very last possible moment. The very last possible moment includes Bein Hashmashes, because Bein Hashmashes is a possible extension of the 7th. We don't know, we'll never know. But it might be the 7th. So what crossed your mind when you originally makts this Esrog? In our example yesterday, Bein Hashmashes from 7 till 7.30, you absolutely had in mind until 7.30, because that might be the day 7. Ah, but it might not be. It might be the beginning of the 8th. Whatever's mukta, Bein Hashmashes is mukta for the whole of the 7th, for the whole of the day, for the whole of the 8th. So the truth of the matter is, all of a sudden, really, we have to begin a tennis match over here. And we really should throw the ball back to
Rabbi Yochanan. He permits it on the 8th day.
Bishleimer Rish Lakish is very good. I understand Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish said, one second, you never got anywhere near Bein Hashmashes. Why did you not get anywhere near Bein Hashmashes? Because the Haktzah was for the mitzvah. That ended 9 o'clock, 7th day morning. But all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan needs explanation over here. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, what's the difference between Sukkah and Esrog? Says the Gemara, because Sukkah, you might need it. Therefore, it's Mukta Ben Hashmashes. And if it's Mukta Ben Hashmashes, it's Mukta for the whole day. But Esrog, you definitely do not need it. Therefore, it's not Mukta Ben Hashmashes, it's not Mukta for the whole day.
He didn't apply the Mukta issue at all to the Esrog.
Right, that's the big question. So, yesterday, we understood this very well. At least we thought we did. Makes a lot of sense. 6:59, say that, it's mukta for the whole day, this is it. But But Bein HaShmoshes has nothing to do with it, therefore it's not Muktzah. If it's not Muktzah Bein HaShmoshes, it's not Muktzah for the next day. But all of a sudden, comes Monday morning, the Oyer of Hanukkah, and we realize, one second, maybe we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan after all. Rabbi Levi seems to make a lot of sense. Levi says, it is Muktzah Bein HaShmoshes, why? It's not usable. I agree it's not usable. But once I said it's Muktzah for the seventh day, that automatically includes Bein HaShmoshes. So once it includes Bein HaShmoshes, it is Muktzah Bein HaShmoshes. It's Muktzah Bein HaShmoshes, Muktzah for the whole day. So L'Chaira Levi makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yochanan now needs to do the explaining. So this is something we need to think about, we need to discuss. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem in the Ritzvah presently. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. So far we have three opinions. Esrog is Mutter on the 8th, or Esrog is Mutter already on the 7th, or Esrog is Asa on the 8th. Says the Gemara, Va'avuha de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Omar, Esrog b'shvi'i Asa, b'shmini Mutter. Okay, whose opinion is that?
Rabbi Yochanan.
That sounds exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. That I agree that it's Asa on the Shvi, unlike Rish Lakish, but it's Mutzah on the 8th. That's what Avuha de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, held. However, Kom Avuha de Shmuel, b'shitosoi de Levi. But Avuha de Shmuel eventually changed his mind. Kom literally means he stood up, or he stood, in the opinion of Levi, which means he essentially holds at the end of the day what?
It's us
on the 8th as well, says Rashi. Kom Avuha de Shmuel b'shitosei shel Levi, says Rashi, Chozar boy. He retracted Midvara from his words. He initially held the Esrog is permitted on the 8th. He now says, no, V'omar Kalevi, he holds like Levi, that in fact the Esrog is also on the 8th. Says the Gemara, Kom Reb Zeira. What about Reb Zeira? Reb Zeira, he establishes the opinion b'shitosei d'avua d'shmuel. He goes with the original version of avua d'shmuel, which as we said is really Rabbi Yochanan, that the Esrog is not Asa on the 8th day. He holds it's Asa on the 7th day, it's true, not like Rish Lakish, but he disagrees with Levi. And even though avua d'shmuel himself changed his mind at the end of the day, but Reb Zeira went with the version number one of Avuha de Shmuel, which is, it's Asa on the 7th, Mutar on the 8th. How do I know he says that? D'omar Reb Zeira, Esrog shenifsalo. An Esrog which became posel, which as we'll soon see means even if it became posel, nonetheless, Asur le'oichla, you may not eat it when? Kol Shiva. Whose opinion is that? That's Avuha de Shmuel version 1 and then Rabbi Yochanan. That it's also all 7. He didn't say that it's Mutter on the 7th morning. Says Rashi, Esrog, sorry, Kom Reb Zeira b'shitosid Avuha de Shmuel Omar b'beis HaMedrash. He said in the Beis HaMedrash, b'shvi'i osor, but b'shmini mutter, that's like Avuha de Shmuel. Esrog shenifsalo, rabusa nokat. He is mentioning it as a chiddush. Rabusa means a chiddush. Meaning, he didn't mean, for one possible moment, that it's an esrog, only if it's possible is it osor to eat. No, obviously not. He means, even if it's possible, l'rabusa nokat, he mentioned the chiddush, da'afilu, that's the word you have to underline over here, even, not only, chas v'shalom, even if it became possible, Nonetheless, Asura Kol Shiva. Even though it's not usable anymore. Imagine you have an Esrog, which is not usable anymore. It's become posel in a way that it would be rendered posel all Shiva. Even though it became posel, Asura Kol Shiva. Why? Shemitchila, because from the beginning, Le Shiva Hukta. He was mucked to it for 7 days, Avol Bashmini Muteres. But on the 8th day is Mutter, that's not like Levi. So when he initially was mucked to it, this Esrog, for 7 days, here comes a big Chiddush. Even though on day number 4, the Esrog became posel, and you might have been excused for thinking that what? If it's not usable anymore, why should it be mukta? The answer is it doesn't matter because he initially was makta it for 7 straight days, irrespective of what happens at the end of the day. Even if it becomes non-usable, it doesn't matter. He never knew that from the beginning. He was fully hoping and expecting it would be usable for 7 days, was therefore makta it for 7 days, and that's the way it remains, totally irrelevant of what happens at the end of the day. That really is the end, therefore, of part one of this sugya. There is a little piece of Gemara, which I want to just jump a little bit. Look at the first word on the line. Where it says Hifrish. Hifrish, first word on the line, just next to the Tosis that we just learned, Esrog.
Oh, okay.
Just have a look at a couple of lines over here. I know we've jumped a bit, we'll come back to this, Mitzvah Hashem. Hifrish Shiva Esregin L'Shiva Yomim.
One for each day.
Until now we've been discussing the normal case where a person buys one Esrog for the whole Yom Tov. Question is, what happens if you actually, for some reason, bought 7 Esregim for 7 days of Yom Tov? So the first opinion is, Omar Rav, kol achas v'achas yoytze bo. Each one you are yoytze, you have Esrog number 1, number 2, number 3, you shake it in the morning. V'oichlo la'alta. And you may eat it immediately. Whose opinion does that sound like?
Rish
Lakish. Is that Rish Lakish? Each of these Esregim, obviously you are not makta for all 7 days, because you have a different one for a different day. So you makta it for that day, for the mitzvah of that day. V'rav Asi Omar, that no. Kol achas v'achas yetzi, boy, that's true. But v'oichlo when? L'mocha.
Tomorrow.
So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, b'may komiflegi, what are they arguing about? The old machlekes. Mar sovar l'mitzvosa iskatzoi, u'mar sovar l'kule yoyme iskatzoi. Okay, so we must bear that in mind. We'll see in a moment. It'll be quoted by the Rishonim. So it sounds like that it's exactly the same machlokes in Rav Eichner and Rish Lakish. Are you makta it for the day or for the mitzvah? Just over here, it's slightly different because
day by day.
Therefore, it's really 7 different questions. So my Esrog of day 5, if you hold that it's mukta l'yoyme, it'll be fall of day 5, but then day 6 it's mutta. But if it's mukta l'mitzvah, then on day 5 it's already mutta as soon as I've shaken my Esrog. So have a look now. There's lots to see over here. Have a look at the top tesis. Esrog b'shvi'i osur. This was the very first opinion, i.e. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that the Esrog is osur for the 7th day, as the Gemara explained, because he holds the mukta is for the day rather than the mitzvah. Says Tosfos, what does that mean? The Esrog is osur for the 7th day. Afilu le'achar sheyotza boy. Even after you've been yotzer it, you've already shaken the Esrog, therefore you really have nothing to do with it. Doesn't matter. It's still mukta. K'moshe mafarish, as the Gemara explains in a couple of lines, the lekulei yoima iskatsoi, because the mukta doesn't relate to the mitzvah, but rather to the day. Va'afilu l'Resh Lakish, and even according to Resh Lakish, da'amar b'shvi'i muta, but hainu, that is lebosar. What does it mean, lebosar? After the nafik day, after he has been yotze with it, k'da amrinon, as we say, lemitzvasa iskatsoi. It means even Resh Lakish, don't make the mistake of thinking that it's mutter first thing on the seventh day. Absolutely not. His whole opinion is based on the fact that the muktzah is for the mitzvah. Fine. Let's first see that you actually will makayim the mitzvah, which is 8 o'clock, the seventh day morning, following which it'll be mutter l'achila. Which means everybody agrees that this esrog is definitely osel l'achila until when? At least till the seventh morning. The whole machlokes is after having been makayim the mitzvah, not prior. After having been makayim the mitzvah, does it now become mutter immediately? That's Resh Lakish, or in the end of the day? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Based on this introduction, v'teima.
It's a wonder.
It's a wonder. Whenever you have a tosis like this, this is very, very important to point out, by the way. Tosis makes a little introduction and then says, v'teima. Tosis did not begin with the opening word of v'teima. That means that the question that Tosis is asking is based on this little mini introduction he made. Now we'll see this is a classic case in point. V'teima, it is a wonder. This is the Gemara that we learned hundreds of times. Reb Chanina, Da'omar Perei Lulav HaGozel, the Mat Bil Bei Bereisha, he dipped his whatever it was, in the esrog, he had a bite out of his esrog. Initially, v'hodar nafik bei, and only then was yotze the mitzvah. Says Rashi, Tosis have a one-word question: kaman? Question mark. What does that mean, kaman? Who is that? Whose opinion is that? The loy k'Rabbi Yochanan, the loy k'Resh Lakish. Neither is it like Rabbi Yochanan, nor like Resh Lakish. Why not?
He took a bite out of it before
his... Before his Yetzin. Now we understand why this question is based on the introduction that Tosis made. Because Tosis made the introduction for us, which we mentioned, and Rashi said, that the whole machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish is only what? After you've been Yetzin the mitzvah. But certainly before you've been yotze the mitzvah, everybody would agree that what?
It's
a hadr b'chanina eat it. And don't tell me that b'chanina ate it after he'd been yotze the mitzvah, because the Gemara says, mafurish v'hodar nafik pei. He was only yotze with it afterwards. So how could he eat it before?
It definitely means eating.
Right. Says Tosis, a phenomenal chiddush. So it takes a huge chiddush. V'yesh loyma kiven deloy ochil le'lekulei. Seeing as he does not eat the entire esrog. You remember the Gemara there? He took a bite out of his esrog. The Gemara says, what's going on? Surely it makes the esrog chaser. So the Gemara says, don't worry, it wasn't day one, it was day two. Now, chaser means that what? There's a piece missing. But the esrog still remains. He didn't eat the entire esrog.
It's possible.
It's possible on day one, not on day two. On day two, it's 100% fine. Okay. So when he took a bite, what did he leave?
Most of the esrog.
Most of the esrog, which means the esrog is 100% fine. Nothing's happened to it. Says Tosfos, kevin deloy ochal lei kulei. Seeing as he did not eat the entire esrog, umashayer bo. What does umashayer bo mean? And he left over kashir. He left over a shear demotzi that he is able nafik bay to be yotze with, meaning he didn't eat 98% of it and just leave a little piece of scrap. To the contrary. He ate a little bit, but most of it was left over. Certainly a shiur. We discussed early on this Masechta, how big does an Esrog have to be, minimum size, a Beitza or an Egoiz, but whatever it is, he left that over. If that's the case, Shori, it's therefore permitted, Afilu L'Rabbi Yochanan. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who is the stringent opinion over here, but that's only when you consume the entire Esrog, or at least you consume enough that you haven't left over a Shir Esrog. But if you've left a Shir Esrog, then there's no problem to eat it.
And you have to redefine what you mean by Iskasa at the beginning.
Oh, very good, very good. 1 second. Va'afal Gav. Now, even though, if I were to ask you, would Rav Chanina have been allowed to take a bite from his Esrog on the first day?
No.
What would you say?
No.
So let me ask you the following shaila. Let's say Rav Chanina shook his Esrog on the first day. He's already shaken it. Would he now be allowed to take a bite from it? Let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan.
No.
No, why not? Because on the first day, it was Muktzah. What was Muktzah? The entire Esrog. Why was the entire Esrog Muktzah on the first day as opposed to the other 6 days?
Because
you cannot remove even 1 millimeter from this Esrog because you'll render it posel. So when Yom Tov kicked in, Bein Hashmashos on the first day, which part of the Esrog was out of bounds?
The entire thing.
Therefore, that remains that way the whole day. But when it comes to day two, says Tosis, it's all changing. That's what Tosis is pointing out now. Fa'afal gav, even though, demimona afshach, either way, nesra kula, underline the word kula, even though all of it was definitely asa b'yom rishon, certainly on the first day, the whole thing was out of bounds. Why? The chaser kol shehu pasul. Because if it's chas, even if it's a kol shehu, what does kol shehu mean?
Little.
Any amount is possible. Mm-hmm. So certainly the muktzah on the first day was what?
It was for the entire...
The entire thing. So there's like a bit of a split muktzah over here. So Tosfos says, Dilma Reb Chanina hifrish kula. We're going to have to say that Reb Chanina set it aside in its entirety. Liyom Rishon. But umiktsasa... L'shar hayomim. But only part of it for all other days. Mm-hmm. How can you have such a thing? Who says you can have different muktzas on different days? Says Tosfos, guess what? Midi just like the hava azayin esroigim l'shivas hayomim. Just like the case of the guy who's got 7 esrogim for 7 days. The lekamon b'shmeitzin later on in the Gemara period. What did the Gemara later on say that we saw at the end? You have 7 esrogim for 7 days. What's the halacha?
You can eat them.
You can eat it the next day. What do you mean? But it was muktzi yesterday and the day before. Who cares? So you see that what? That there's no such principle as all or nothing. You can play and tamper around with the muktzah. If you have 7 esrogim for 7 days, then it'll be muktzah until that day. But afterwards, the rules can change. Says Tosfos, so too over here as well. For the first day, it was muktzah in its entirety. But after that, the rules change. From then on, meaning from day two onwards, it was muktzah how much?
Just a shir.
Just as long as you leave a shir. So if you can happily eat, I don't know, 30% of the Esrog and still leave a shear, then that's 100% fine. So that's how Rabbi Chanina was allowed to eat his Esrog.
Go ahead. So you could say, he had actually, at the beginning, it was at the beginning of the Yom Tov, he had all this in mind right from the beginning.
Right. So that's what Tosfos is suggesting. A bit of a chiddush. The Rav Chanina, when he initially was makta the Esrog, What he thought to himself was, day one, it's mukta in its entirety. Day two and onwards, it's only mukta in as much as the shear of the esrog remains. But if the shear of the esrog does remain after that, it's no problem. You can eat it, no problem at all. No problem at all. Now, we're arriving hereby at a very big principle, and I'd like to try and finish this today. Have a look now, Tosas di Isrami le Su'udasa. Before we see the Ritva, we first have another Tosas to do. Di Isrami le Su'udasa. Remember the Gemara said that Sukkah is what?
Also on the Shemini.
Is also on the Shemini Atzeres. Why? Because it was us on the seventh day,
including Ben
Hashemashos. Therefore, it remains us on the whole eighth. Because you might have a Suda, Isrami Le Sudas, you might want to nibble until the very last moment. Whereas Esrog is not Muktzah. Why? Because you have nothing to do with it. Now, if you remember, we said that Levi disagreed, and Levi says it is Muktzah Ben Hashemashos on the seventh, because if it's muktzah for the seventh, then it's muktzah for the whole part of the seventh, which includes Ben Hashemashos. So look at Tosfos now. Remember we said that who needs to do the explaining now at the end of the day? Rabbi Yochanan Lachaira needs the explaining. Says the Gemara. Di'i Isrami Leisudosa, says Tosfos. Afal gav de esrog nami mukta bein hashmoshois. Oh, this is the question we'll be waiting for. Even though the esrog is jolly well mukta for bein hashmoshois. Why? Three words. Mitam, for the reason of sofik yoim, comma. Even though the esrog is it is mukta during Ben Hashemashos? Why?
Because
it's suffik yoim. So therefore, when you were maktzeh it for day seven, what does day seven mean? Until when? Till 7:30. Because any time until 7:30, including from 7 till 7:30, might be the day seven. And if that's the case, we have a big question on our hands. So therefore, it's very, very difficult to understand if it's muktzah ben hashmoshes, so it jolly well should be muktzah on the 8th. So it's Tosfos, loy kasha midi. This is not difficult whatsoever. This does not present any problems for us at all. Kedepricious perek kama, as I have already explained in the very first perek, gaba itra b'kromin, in the sugya of itra b'kromin. Now, Tosfos, as you see in parenthesis, sends us to Daf Yud Amud Beis. So let's have a little peek on Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's a very lengthy Tosfos. We're not going to learn all of it. Have a look at the very, very top Tosfos on Yud Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosef, you listen carefully. You're hearing every word. It says as follows. Lekamon later on beperek lulav va'arova, which is the perek that we're learning now. Mefarish, the Gemara explains, mai shno me esrog. What is the difference? Why is it that esrog is the shori? What does the shori mean? It's permitted beyomtev ha'achren. Why is the esrog permitted on the last day? Now, the Gemara in Daf Yud here in Sukkah is not talking about Esrog, and it's not talking about Sukkah, it's talking about Noi Sukkah. What's Noi Sukkah? Decorations. So if you've decorated your Sukkah, imagine you hang up in your Sukkah apples. That's the way you adorn the Sukkah. So you can't eat the apple because it's Muktzah Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? Not for the Mitzvah of Sukkah.
Noi
Sukkah. So if you look at the very, very top line of the Gemara, when's it muktzah till? Ad motze yom tevo acharon shel chag, meaning including day
nine.
Well, eight. So the noy sukkah has the same halacha as
the sukkah,
which means it's muktzah on day 7, it's muktzah on day 8. So that's what Tosis is now telling you. If the sukkah and the noy sukkah is also on day 8, so maishno esrog, why is esrog different? Shor b'yom tov achron. Says Tosis, quoting our Gemara, umasik, and the Gemara's maskana with us is mishum the sukkah. Where it comes to sukkah, I isrami le su'udasa, if you would want to have a suda, bein ashmashois, bo'i le mechal besukkah, you would need to eat in a sukkah. And then we have the famous principle of, umigu diskatsoi le bein ashmashois, iskatsoi le kule yoyme. Fine. Avol esrug loy chazi bein ashmashois. But the esrug, however, is not usable bein ashmashois. Why? The Me'ikara, because in the beginning, Kodim Nofik Be, you have already been Yotze with it. Therefore, there's no way you're going to need it, Ben Ashmoshes, at the end of the seventh day. That's a quote from the Gemara. Here comes the big question, which Tosus in Mem Vov referred us to. The Afalgav, the Mimonov Shach. Muktzahu bein ashmashos. Even though, either way, it jolly well is muktza bein ashmashos. Why?
Because
it's the whole seventh. Deshemo yoim hu. Because maybe that's still day. Vahava shvi'i shel chag. Therefore, maybe it's still the seventh. So forget working out whether the esrog is usable. You're right, it's not usable. I've already been yetzer the mitzvah. So when is the muktzah till the end of the seventh? When is that?
7:30.
Till 7:30. Because 7 till 7:30 might still be day. Well, therefore, at the end of the day, was it muktzah ben ashmoshes? It is! So therefore, there should be a migu. Mm-hmm. Which was basically, that's what Levi did hold. So we said, we need to throw the ball back to Rabbi Yochanan and ask, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Well, it's not Muktzah ben Ashmoshes. It is Muktzah ben Ashmoshes. And if it's Muktzah ben Ashmoshes,
it needs to be Muktzah
on the whole day. Why is he disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan? With Levi?
Says Tosfos, no.
Loi Shayich. It is not relevant. Ki hai gavna, in this case, La'oisroi b'shmini. You want to forbid it. You want to make it also on the eighth day. B'migu de'iska tzoy le'bein ashmoshes. No, sir. Why not? Me'achar de'loi ne'esro. Elo machmas yoim she'ovar. Underline those words. Because it is only osa because of the previous day. What does that mean? Tosfos now introduces us to a huge principle, and in the remaining time we'll see there's many, many nafkamin as lahalocha. What's a classic migu? So you have, for example, an animal which is non-usable on Shabbos. Why is it non-usable on Shabbos? Because the only way you can use this cow is to shecht it. Ain't allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. Fine. Therefore, this is nothing I could do with this cow. It's muktzah ben ashmoshes. It somehow, I don't know how, by hook or by crook, it got shechted on Shabbos. So what would we say? Say it. So it's not muktzah anymore. So then we apply the principle of
migu.
What does migu mean? You're right. The reason why it initially became muktzah does not apply anymore. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? That's the principle of migu. It all depends on the beginning of the day. And if in the beginning of the day it was muktzah, then that's the way it will remain for the entire duration of the day. Now, let me ask you a question. Why was this cow muktzah between 7 and 7:30? 7 to 7:30 is bein ashmoshes? So if I ask you, at 7:15, is this cow now mukta? Yes. Why?
Sufik Laila.
Sufik
Laila.
Laila. In other words, because it might be Shabbos. It's true, it might be Friday. And if it really is Friday, then I couldn't care less. But it might be Shabbos. So because it might be Shabbos, which hat was I wearing when I declared this to be Muktzah? I wasn't wearing my weekday hat anymore. What was I wearing?
Shabbos.
My Shabbos hat. In other words, I'm telling you, Shabbos has made this Muktzah. Come the next morning and it got shechted, it's still Shabbos. Sorry, it remains Muktzah. But in the case of the Esrog, was this Esrog usable, Ben Ashmashos? No. At the end of the seventh. What did you want to claim? But it's still Muktzah? Okay, why is it Muktzah?
Because the previous day, it was for the whole
because
day, Sofik Yom.
Sofik Yom. So which hat was I wearing when I declared it to Muktzah Ben Ashmashos?
Your weekday hat.
My seventh day hat. It was still my Chol HaMoed hat. Wasn't my Yom Tov hat. So you cannot say that Yom Tov made this Muktzah. I don't know what Ben Ashmashos is. Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So I need Eliyahu HaNavi to descend from heaven and tell me, 7:15, can you please tell me, is it Yom or Laila? Now, if he would have told me that it's Laila, what would have been Halacha? It's not Muktzah. Then it's not Muktzah. At the end of the seventh. At the end of the seventh, if he would have told me it's already Laila, it's already the Shmini,
okay.
It would not be Muktzah. Why would it not be Muktzah?
Because it only did seven.
Because no mitzvah Esrog on the eighth day. So why did I consider it Muktzah? Because Eliyahu HaNavi, unfortunately, didn't descend from heaven. Therefore, I'm still possibly wearing the Yom Shvi'i hat. So what made it Muktzah? Not Yom Shmini. What made it Muktzah? Yom Shvi'i. That's called Muktzah Machmas Yom Sha'ovar. That's Muktzah, not because of today, but rather because of yesterday. And you know something, Meirav Rabbi say? Tosfos says, I've got a phenomenal proof. What did we say with a person who's Mafresh 7 Esrogim? He has a Sunday Esrog, a Monday Esrog, a Tuesday Esrog, fine. So he's got his Wednesday Esrog. He shakes the Esrog on the Wednesday morning. What's the halacha after that? Either immediately or
the
next day. One second. Why the next day is it mutter? On Wednesday evening, 7:15, was it muktzah? At the end of the Wednesday? Yes, because maybe it's still Wednesday. So come the next morning, Thursday, why don't I say migu?
It's a Wednesday.
The answer is because what made it muktzah ben ashmasha is not Thursday. It was my Wednesday hat. You cannot have muktzah today, even if it was muktzah ben ashmashas, if the reason why it was muktzah ben ashmashas was because of yesterday's concern, not today's concern. Says Tosafot, for the whole migu doesn't apply anymore. Migu is only because migu today, not migu because of yesterday. Now, you should all be jumping up and down. Let's have a look, though. Carry on.
Have we thrown the ball back?
Yes. You should all be asking me a huge question, wherever Rabbi Isai. Nope. One word question. You should all be asking. So one second, Rabbi Yosef, to be fair to you, Levi, you're right, we do have to throw the ball back to Levi and ask him, so why is it Muktzah all of the 8th? Fine. So maybe he doesn't hold of this Muktzah Machmas Yom Sha'ovar principle. Fine. But you should be asking a more powerful question. Let's work out Rabbi Yochanan's opinion again. Back to the beginning. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Esrog is what?
Why would you say it's Asr on the 7th?
Asr on the 7th, Mut on the 8th. Okay. Why is it Asr on the 7th? Because the Haktzah is for the whole day, including Ben Ashmoshes. So Tosfos wanted to know, if it's Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes, why is it not Muktzah also on the 8th day? The answer is because it was only ever Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes, not because of day 8, but because of day 7. Okay, now carry on. What's part 2 of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Yechman told us 2 chedushim. Number 1 with regard to Esrog. Number 2,
Sukkah.
Ooh,
the same applies.
What's that offer of Sukkah? Oh,
same thing. So for the same reason, you made Sukkah Usher on the 8th day.
So why is it Muktzah on the 8th day?
It shouldn't be.
What are the Gemara saying? Because maybe you'll need a Sudah and you'll still be hungry and you'll want a little nibble at 7:15. So where are you going to have to sit?
In the Sukkah.
In the Sukkah. So it's Muktzah. Ah, it's Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes! Migu. Excuse me. It's only Muktzah during Ben Ashmoshes because... Why am I eating the Sukkah now? I phone up my local Rav at 7:50 and I say, do I have to eat in the Sukkah? What will the Rav say?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because it might be...
Day
7, right. Not day 8. Right. So it's true it was Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes, but again, why was it Asr Ben Ashmoshes? Only because of...
Day
7. Well, therefore the whole thing's gone down the tube. So what's the difference between Esrog and Sukkah? We're back to square one. We're back to square one.
Yes.
That's the question that we all have to ask. Tosfos has just explained to us so beautifully that what? That Esrog, even though it's Muktzah Ben Ashmoshes, but that's only because of day 7, that doesn't carry over into day 8. No, so what about Sukkah then? Sukkah is exactly the same. So you know what Tosfos says? Here comes another clause. Tosfos says there is still an outstanding difference between Sukkah and Esrog. Do you have anything to do with your Esrog Ben Ashmoshes?
No.
No. Why not? As everybody explained.
You've already done the mitzvah.
Is it Muktzah nonetheless Ben Ashmoshes? Yes. Why?
Sofik
Yom. Whereas the Sukkah, if I ask you, why is the Sukkah Ben Ashmoshes? Because I do have something to do with it.
Using it.
I'm using it. Where you're using it, Ben Ashmoshes, for the mitzvah, then it becomes Muktzah for the whole day. The Esrog is not usable during Ben Ashmoshes. It just happens to be Muktzah because I'm just waiting for the clock to tick by. Why am I waiting for the clock to tick by? Because it might still be day 7. That doesn't carry over to tomorrow, to day 8. But Sukkah, I'm not just waiting for the clock to tick by. I'm actually eating in the Sukkah. If you eat in the Sukkah, or it's usable for eating, so that's a real Muktzah. And Muktzah like that does carry over into the next day. There's a huge principle called Muktzah Machmas Yom She'ovar, and I'll tell you when it was very, very negeh. It was negeh last year, and it's negeh this year as well. You know when? Classic question. This year, Mitz Hashem, beautiful Shaila. Pesach is on Shabbos. It was that way last year, it's going to be this coming Pesach as well. The 7th day of Pesach, therefore, is
Friday.
Now, come Shabbos, it's not Pesach at all. So let me ask you a question. You happen to have chometz in your house. Do you agree to me that chometz on Pesach, not only is it osa to eat, because you don't have to eat chometz on Pesach, but it's also there for muktzah? It's mukzah, it's an unusable item. So this is the famous question. Comes Shabbos, the day after Pesach, you happen to have some chametz in your fridge, you're allowed to eat it? Or is it mukzah? I give a shir about this in the shul on that Shabbos day after Pesach. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. The truth of the matter is it's more theoretical than practical. Why? Because you've sold it to the goy. And we only buy it back on Matzah Shabbos. So for either way, you can't eat it because it doesn't belong to you. But let's say it wasn't sold. You not be an example? Kidneys. We Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys on Pesach. But we don't sell it. So we don't eat it. Why? Because of whatever reason, not our subject for the moment.
Maybe in Shabbos.
So I've got my hummus sitting in the fridge, which I was very careful not to eat on Pesach. Comes Shabbos morning, and I want to eat my hummus. So it's definitely not chometz, kidneys, nothing to do, it's not Pesach anymore. Maybe it's mukzah. Comes along Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach and says, no. Maybe it's not muktzah, because it's muktzah machmas yom sha'ova. Why was it muktzah ben ashmoshes? Because maybe it's still the seventh day of Pesach. Not because maybe it's Shabbos. If it's really Shabbos, then it's jolly well not muktzah. So it's true. Practically, till 7:30, you better not do anything without hummus. Don't eat it, don't touch it, don't move it, don't do anything with it. But why not? Because of which hat? Because of my Pesach hat. Not because of my Shabbos hat. If Eliyahu Novi would all of a sudden descend from Shemayim and tell you that it's really Shabbos now, oh fine, so it's not Muktzah. Shabbos you're allowed to eat hummus. Pesach you can't. So why was it Muktzah? Because it might be Pesach. Yesterday's Pesach can't make it Muktzah today on Shabbos. Many, many examples of this Muktzah Machmas Yom Sha'ova. I'll call upon him. Thank you. So at least now we have an explanation. We understand Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan is a very subtle, very deep founded opinion. But Esrog is also the whole seventh is true, but there's no migu. Sukkah, there is a migu, because then it was also not just because the clock was ticking by.
Because you could use it.
So now, we cannot finish off just over here, because you have to read, again, the Gemara. Look at the Gemara, Daf Mem Vav on the base again. When the Gemara initially said, what's the difference between Sukkah and Esrog? And the Gemara says, because Sukkah is Chazir Lebein Ashmoshes, therefore it's Muktzah, and therefore it's Migul. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara, the first word on the line is Iskatzoi. The Gemara says, Esrog deloy chazi lebein ashmoshes. Nothing to do with it, because you're already mute to the mitzvah. Loy iskatzoi lebein ashmoshes. And therefore, veloy iskatzoi lekule yemi. Do you agree to me? We have to amend or reassess those words now. Let's translate the Gemara literally, and you'll tell me what's the problem with the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Sukkah, which is Chazia, which is fitting for Bein Ashmoshes, so that's Muktzah. It's Muktzah Bein Ashmoshes, Muktzah for the whole day. But Esrog is not Chazia Bein Ashmoshes. It's therefore not Muktzah Bein Ashmoshes, and it's therefore not Muktzah for the whole day. 1 second. That cannot be literal. It is Muktzah Lebein Hashmoshes. Why? Suffolk Yom. So what does the Gemara mean? It's not Muktzah Bein Hashmoshes. It is. The answer is that the Gemara says, it's Loi Chazia. It's not fitting. Therefore, it's not Muktzah because of its usage, like Sukkah. Rather, why is it Muktzah? Because I'm just looking at my clock waiting for 7:30 to come. Therefore, it's not Muktzah the whole of the day, because only Muktzah because of yesterday. Not. Therefore, we must not make a mistake over here. The Gemara doesn't mean that it's not Muktzah at all, Bein Ashmoshes. At the end of the day, if you phone up your Rav at 7:15 at the end of the seventh day and you ask you, can I eat my Esrog? What will he tell you?
No!
You say, excuse me, but the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Beis says it's not muktzah. No! The Gemara just means it's not muktzah as a result of its usage. It has zero usage, because you eat it in the morning. It's just muktzah practically because you are maktzah for the seventh day. This might be the seventh day. But at 7:31, what's the halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's muktzah. Why? I was muktzah at 7:29, there's migu. No, it was only muktzah because of yesterday, not because of today.
Take a bite.
Now we understand even more beautifully what this Tosas means. When Levi comes along and says that the Esrog is Asa on the Shmini as well, what did Tosas say? Four words. It's a Gezerah. You know what Tosas is telling you? Levi turns around to Rabbi Yechon and says, I agree with you. Your principle about muktzah based on yesterday is 100% right. I don't disagree. Oh, so why did you say that Esrog is Asa on the 8th? That's just for a technicality, because I maintain that there shouldn't be confusion between an Esrog and a Sukkah. Therefore, I Asa the Esrog as well. But not that I disagree with you fundamentally. Not because I hold that if it was migu ben ashma, muktzah ben ashmashes, it's muktzah of the whole day. No, you're 100% right. There's no migu over here. Why is there no migu? Because the muktzah is only based on yesterday. You're 100% right in Hilchas muktzah. I just disagree with you for a side issue because I wanted to avoid confusion. If I maintain it was a gzeira, we don't differentiate between sukkah and esrog, otherwise people will make a mistake. Baseida. So Rabbi Yechon holds there's no gzeira. Levi holds there is a gzeira. But with regard to muktzah, they all agree. It's not really muktzah. It's not really muktzah. Ben Ashmashas, yes. Because it's Safek Yom. But Yom Shmini, not. Because it's Machmas Yom Sha'ovar. Whether there's a gzeira or not, fine, there's a little technical machalikas between Rabbi Yechon and Levi. Beautiful sugya. Beautiful, beautiful sugya. You see, like in so many places, regardless of Torah, who would have thought learning a shaila of Esrog decides whether you can eat your hummus on the day after Pesach? But it's 100% based on this. It's not just some wild, loose connection. It's based on this sugya. Muktzah machmas yoyim sha'ova is a very, very famous topic. Big subject, and this is it. So whether or not you can eat your hummus on the day after Pesach, on Shabbos, is all dependent on this whole sugya.
I love hummus.
Sorry,
man.
Okay.